It's Tuesday, 15th of February, and it's time to get your grin on with the Grincast, here to discuss the world of gaming from the past week. I'm your host Ace, and joining me are... Gozugos.
Moshi Mosh.
Wrong podcast.
Hello.
Payslips.
Hey.
And Prince.
Hi.
We've got a bit of stuff to talk about, but we missed a podcast last week because of reasons, so... Well, what's everyone been playing? Gozugos, take us away.
Bayonetta. Platinum Games game.
It's not good. Bayonetta by some other company.
Well, in case you thought Capcom made that, because you could make that mistake, to be honest, if you didn't know.
Bayonetta by 10 tons.
Who? Bayonetta by Mitsubishi.
How are you enjoying it?
It's pretty good, actually.
Did you know that there was an anime movie based on Bayonetta that was released?
Oh, no, I didn't. I mean, yeah, I did.
Well, to hear more about it, just tune into the Pals Anime Lounge podcast next Thursday.
Spoilers. Okay, I'm not going to spoil anything. Go listen to the podcast. Also play Bayonetta because it's good. There are puzzles and there's fighting and there's puzzles and there's platforming.
And there's a giant axe that turns into a smaller axe when you pick it up, apparently.
Well,
and there's Bayonetta.
Yeah. Like,
that's a whole selling point. I love her.
It's hair, right? Hair has something to do with that.
Yeah, oh, that's a whole thing.
she summons demon with her hair.
Does she summon it, or is the demon her hair?
I think she summons it. She creates a portal, and the demon comes out and eats the enemy while she's naked, because all her hair is usually covering her body. Because she makes her clothes out of her hair.
And oh, I see the stuff.
What?
Okay.
No, what were you going to say?
He was just going to say hair another 5 times.
I was going to say, I see the selling point of the game now.
That she's naked? No, it's not shown in an erotic way.
Oh, come off it. She jumps on an enemy in a cutscene crotch first while shooting at other enemies.
Yeah, but it's important to realize she's doing it because she wants to. Like, I don't know. I feel like she's not as, for a very erotic character, she's not very erotic feeling because it's very, like, she herself is the power. It's not because someone, I don't know, she feels... like a woman's character. I don't know how to say that. That sounds crazy, but I'm like, yeah. So it makes her less, like, erotic seeming to me.
Like, yeah, that's fair.
I mean, the game, it doesn't seem like they want to, like, the camera work isn't right for it to be erotic, for example, like, the whole presentation doesn't match in a way. It's
too over the top to be erotic.
I mean, it's action game. It's over the top action, and the character is the character.
Well, enough about Bayonetta. Payslips, what have you been playing?
So I've made the mistake of getting myself involved with the Rainbow Six Siege community again, which is a mistake I pay for every day whenever I play it. But more recently, I've been playing Session, which is a cool skateboarding game. A little bit complicated to get your head around, especially if you're used to like stuff like Skate. But it's cool. It's got some good ideas. Yeah. Be doing a write-up about that soon.
Okay. And Prince?
I've committed the crime of not playing any games since we last talked. I fell really far deep into the 4Kids One Piece rabbit hole. I don't know if any of y'all know anything about One Piece or 4Kids dubbing in America, but...
I only know what you've been tweeting.
Yeah, it's been wild. I love it. Sorry, I have a lot of opinions on it that most people do not agree with, but I've been watching the entire thing. So that's where I'm at on that. No video games. All my free time goes into a children's censored dub of One Piece that is somehow better than the Funimation dub, and I mean that.
Are you going to be switching over to the games once you've finished the dub in 4 years?
That's the big, like, plan. I'm actually searching for the games right now. I didn't want to emulate them. I don't know why, but I kind of want to actually find these things. There is four One Piece video games dubbed by 4Kids, three of which are on the GameCube. So I'm hoping I can find them. Because I really want to play them. I can't, like, it blows my mind. They actually dubbed these games because, like, Funimation, I think they dubbed a couple in the beginning, but I know there has not been a dubbed One Piece game since 2008, and that's bullshit.
Crikey. I knew that the last couple hadn't been dubbed, but I didn't realize it went back that far.
No, yeah, it's actually insane. They're just totally shirking off that responsibility of dubbing rights over there. I think it's bullshit. 4Kids didn't even want One Piece. They still dubbed 104 episodes of it and four whole video games. That's insane. Like, Funimation treats One Piece like such crap. It blows my mind. Sorry. I'm mad about it. I'm so mad. And all that, like, it's the voices are worse. That's my biggest problem, actually. It's like, on a technical level, almost every single one of the 4Kids voice actors genuinely puts in a better performance. And I really hate that that does not appear in the Funimation dub at all.
Is the writing any different?
Yes, the writing. Okay, here's the thing. The big thing that 4Kids One Piece suffers from is that it is censored for children's U.S. media. Like, there's laws over here. You can't have tobacco, for example. So Sanji's cigarette is a lollipop, and they make jokes about it, and it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, they're gonna make fun of him for that. Blood is removed completely. That's not a writing thing, that's an editing thing. I find it kind of impressive, to be honest. The jokes are amped up to 100. It is so funny, though. It is like watching an abridged. I think any One Piece fan should watch it, to be honest, because it's fucking hilarious. All the lead-ups are still in actual, like, it's weird. It takes the actual One Piece dialogue for the lead-up to the joke, and then it puts in a punchline, and it's just so beautiful every single time. It always hits. Oh my god. Like, my mom used to always watch the Saturday morning cartoons with me as a kid. I watched this when I was, like, a young kid, when I was, like, 5. And I can understand why she always watched them now, because this shit's hilarious. Like, I'm so entertained as an adult. And, like, it's really unfortunate, because then I go back to that, like, if you watch the early Funimation dub especially, they are not doing a good job compared to the 4Kids dub. And it's sad, because all the lead-ups to the jokes are there, but now it genuinely doesn't feel as good to watch it, because I remember the joke every time. It's so sad. Sorry, I went on an anime rant. Oh my god. I don't even watch anime. that's a lie, but...
That's interesting. I'll have to check it out.
You should! The only place to find the entire dub, this dub was Lost Media before 2016, by the way. Like, that's the craziest thing about it. The only place to find it is archive.org, the Internet Archive. Someone had recorded every single episode on their, like, VHS for Saturday morning cartoons during that span of time. I used to do that too as a kid. But this person recorded all of it, and it is the only remaining thing of the entire series. And it's all on archive.org, but there's like 2 CDs on that torrent. It is a torrent, and it is so close to being Lost Media again, and I don't want it to be, so I've been trying to spread awareness.
Yeah, the only version of One Piece I ever saw was unabridged, where Luffy sounds like Sean Connery.
What the fuck? That sounds amazing. What?
Yeah, like over the top Scottish pirate talking. God.
That's insane.
It was pretty funny.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, as for games,
Sorry.
I started playing Danganronpa Trigger Happy Havoc.
Yes.
I actually started playing it on PC a few years ago and just never got around to continuing. I hadn't reached the first court scene on the PC, and it came onto Xbox Game Pass, so I downloaded it on the Xbox and played it on there. And it's pretty good. I'm enjoying it. For those of you who don't know, you play a character who has been invited to this prestigious best of the best high school academy thing. And on your first day there, things aren't what they appear. And basically, you're being forced to stay there because you can't escape. And if you try to escape, you'll be killed. And the only way to escape, to get out, is to kill someone else who's trapped there, one of your fellow classmates, and not get caught. And the game follows other people killing other people and you catching them, at least insofar as I've played. It might change in the latter third, I don't know. Yeah, it's off the wall bonkers, I gotta say.
Are you enjoying it, though?
Yeah, I am. I can't play it very much because my wife likes to watch me play games, but this one sends her to sleep because it's a lot of reading.
Yeah.
Not all of the lines are voiced. Most of the lines are not voiced. It's just the court scenes, which have the majority of the voice acting. So she doesn't want to read me play games. She wants to watch me play games.
Yeah, so, visual novels are hard like that.
Yeah. So I've been playing Forza Horizon, the original one, from the Xbox 360. And then when she goes to sleep, stick on Danganronpa for a couple of hours.
How far are you?
We've opened up the second level and nobody else has died yet, the first characters died, but nobody else has died yet. So, I'm waiting for some scene in the swimming pool for someone to wind up face down in it, because that's going to happen. I just know it.
Well, I'm not going to give you spoilers, but I'm very excited for you. I can't wait to see you play more, hear about you play more of that game. Actually, I hope you like it. I liked it.
Yeah, well, as I say, I have enjoyed it. I enjoyed it originally. I just never got around to playing it. I think I've still got it installed, to be quite honest. I do, 2019. Oh my goodness. October 2019. I played an hour of it.
Oh my gosh.
On the other hand, Forza Horizon is kind of all right. It's certainly a blast from the past because one of the races are sponsored by real companies. Presumably, that's how they funded the game. And one of the companies is GeForce, the people who make the watches that like you can drop or stand on or clatter on the wall and it won't damage the watch. It's like, oh my god, I remember G-Shock watches.
Oh, the Casio G-Shocks, yeah.
GeForce, like the hamsters?
No, sorry, G-Shock.
I don't think I've ever heard of them before, to be honest.
No, they were big a number of years ago, because, as I say,
it was like peak 2008, 2009 fashion.
Yeah.
At least in England.
Mid to late 2000s, everything was, it had to be robust and damage-proof. There were phones by the construction firm JCB and G-Shock watches, and everything was rough and tough and tumble, and now we have Fitbits that you can't get wet. Speaking of not getting wet, back myself into a corner there.
Oh my god.
Team 17 are in hot water. Yes, nailed it. Because, well, following that whole NFT thing that they were going to do and then backed out whilst we were recording the episode of the podcast. Lots of stuff has kicked off over there because people... Eurogamer had a really long article published last week where they've interviewed multiple people from both Team 17 offices. They have an office in Wakefield in Yorkshire and one in Nottingham, And people have been leaving the company. A lot of people have been speaking under anonymity because one of the warnings that management has passed around is don't take to social media and badmouth the company, otherwise you'll be disciplined.
Eesh.
But they're getting bad reviews on the website Glassdoor, and basically this whole NFT thing has just blown up in their faces in such a bad way. People have been complaining that they're underpaid and have been trying to get raises, and management have told them, no, you are paid enough. Their bonuses, their year-end bonuses for last year were down, some of them by over £1,000. And even though that they were, people were working late and not getting paid overtime, because apparently the QA department's the only one that gets overtime.
My gosh.
So this whole NFT thing just blew up so spectacularly that it just brought to light all of the really bad practices that Team 17 were doing, right? That's crazy.
What did I say a few weeks ago? Don't go working in video games. You're going to be exploited, or you're not going to be earning anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were saying that they left Team 17 to get to join similar studios and were getting paid around £10,000 more per year.
Oh, that's a lot.
Did they join the Lego games studio?
Oh dear. It seems that companies that have some sort of controversy, it just explodes tons more controversy. Electronic Arts, Ubisoft, Team 17,
Cyberpunk. CDPR.
Yeah, but they re-released the game or patched it or something. I don't know. It's 48 gigabyte update. That's crazy. That's on PC. Apparently on console it's like 60 odd.
They had to release Penis Number 3, and that was, you know, the textures for Penis Number 3, you know, just 5K. Yeah, you had Penis 1 and 2 with the original release, and now the updates added Penis 3 as well, which is good.
What's different about them? Are they like animal penises?
Girth, length, cut, veininess, shape.
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought you can like have a horse cock or something.
You can, can't you?
You can get close to it, yeah. I think Penis 2 is meant to be a little bit larger than Penis 1.
Oh my god.
I thought like literally a horse cock.
Oh my god.
That's going to be in the DLC, I think.
Oh my god.
I mean,
this section of the podcast is going to be DLC.
People get augmented in the future. They surely would want to have different genitals.
I mean, yeah, to be honest, I feel like the first thing I would do is go into a game and just make my dick like 12 inches long. Like for the authority of it. Like you could walk around to every NPC and be like, I got a bigger dick than you.
Play Conan Exiles.
One thing is, if it's that long, you can disguise yourself in a grandfather cloak as the thing that swings around back and forth.
No!
I think what's actually going to happen is CDPR are going to release the different penis sizes as NFTs.
And,
yeah, so the more you mint an NFT, the larger it gets.
I'm so shocked that no one has done that yet, to be honest. Like, how the hell has no one made penis NFTs? They make, like, so many ugly looking stupid NFTs. I see like 50 of those damn monkeys a day, and I'm like, what is this? Why do they all look the same and busted? But fucking, I like, why has no one made a bunch of different types of penises yet? That seems like a genius NFT idea. I hate NFTs, by the way. Please, no one take this idea. But like, I'm shocked no one's gone there yet.
Okay, so every single game that has a creator in it, like No Man's Sky, you can name planets. Planets get named after the penises. The game by Electronic Arts, Spore, which released several years ago, had you evolving creatures, and they could look like various things, and you could make them look like various things.
Oh, yeah. Penis aliens.
Yes, penis aliens. So why haven't we seen an influx of penis NFTs?
Exactly. Like, you think that's usually like the first thing, like, even you go to like kids in school, they draw penises on desks and shit. I go to the basketball court, it's in there in graffiti. So like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't there penis NFTs yet? I'm so shocked. Like you could have so much variety.
So that scene in Superbad where what's his face? Jonah Hill's character just keeps drawing dicks, and they're like loads of different dicks, and they're like wearing like cowboy hats and wearing like police uniforms and stuff like that. You literally have so much variety, so much freedom of expression. Where's the bored penis line of NFTs? That's the next thing.
You know, Someone's gonna actually make like penis NFTs after hearing this, and I'm gonna want to shoot myself. Like, it's gonna be horrible.
Please don't.
No, yeah. Of course not. No. Oh, sorry. That's a little bit more of an American joke, maybe. I'm sorry. Fuck.
Oh. Yeah, we can't shoot ourselves here. We don't have access to...
Oh, yeah! Wait, you guys don't have guns!
We do. We just can't get them at the supermarket.
Way-o.
Ooh, you're right. You're right.
With our electric kettles.
And our pasteurized milk as well.
Ah, yeah, you know.
You just walk into like Walmart and you're like, I'll have like 2 gallons of unpasteurized milk and an M16, please.
Literally, though. Oh my god, that's like the best part about it. You can buy like a Switch while you're there, too. Walmart, they got everything.
Yeah. You just go to a car boot sale and you get a gun.
That too.
Well, in the UK. If you're buying a gun at a car boot sale in the UK. Yeah.
I mean,
it's probably going to be a Megatron toy from the 80s. He transformed into a gun.
All right, he transformed into a Duck Hunt gun.
I just
you couldn't use it from your NES.
He literally turns into a gun. That's amazing.
Oh my god.
And Optimus Prime uses him?
No, Starscream uses him.
Shrinks.
It looked like Optimus Prime in the picture. Sorry.
I just remembered that he shrinks. He's not a huge gun.
He can be a huge gun or a small gun. It's a whole friggin' discussion in the Transformers fandom.
Whatever gun size he wants.
We're going back to penises, guys. We're going back to penises.
There's actually a Smash type Japanese only game where you have different anime characters, and you have the classic Megatron, and his super is he turns into a giant gun and shoots.
NFTs.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry, we're probably going to be skipping this Ubisoft one because I don't know what to talk about.
I mean, it's just the same, like, shit as last time, right? Ubisoft's still failing at the NFT thing.
Is anyone succeeding at the NFT thing?
I don't think so. I don't.
Team 17 isn't, Ubisoft isn't.
I'm so glad that the world, like, you know, kind of rallied behind this whole mentality that NFTs are bad, because I was really worried that NFTs were really going to become the next big thing and everyone's going to be wanting them, but I'm thankful that it's been reserved to a very small minority of, like, tech bros and e-douches that think that NFTs are a cool thing and should be, like, the way forward with stuff. Just right-click save, man. Just right-click and save.
Yeah, but then you don't own it. You just have it.
It's all about the blockchain.
I've got an Epson photo printer in my house. I can print it off and I'll own it that way. There we go.
Yeah, but you don't legally own it. Oh my
god. I saw one guy like actually get like a painting done of his NFT and be like, why hasn't anyone thought of physical NFTs yet? And I could not even comprehend it.
You know, eventually there's going to be audio NFTs, like someone will do a piece of music and then you'll be able to buy it and you'll have it digitally. And
well,
and
funny you mentioned that, Ace, because yeah. There's a website that literally like a week or two ago scoured the whole of Spotify's API and took pretty much anyone's music that's been uploaded to it and uploaded it onto their site as an NFT for people to purchase. And this is everyone, like big artists, small artists, like my stuff is on there as well. And they've had a huge uproar from the internet and Twitter and everything. And they're doing, I don't know, I think they're trying to go through a rebranding now, but
they scrubbed their website hard when that happened. It actually was interesting too, because someone figured it out by looking at like the code and stuff like that is, none of the music is actually on there. It's all the album cover work and like the names and stuff, and they're selling it. They are making, like, they're trying to sell the album cover work essentially and be like, yeah. Ah, ha, ha, this is music. There was no actual music on the site. Like, it was all just selling the idea of owning music in the blockchain.
Yeah, and they try to defend themselves by saying that, oh, we would actually give a portion of the sales to the artist, but no artist ever agreed to that. They got Disney stuff on there, man. Like, that's like a huge thing that's going to probably cause them a lot of issues.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe they thought they could get away with it. I was like, what the fuck?
You go to YouTube or Twitch and try streaming a Lego, a Star Wars game, Lego Star Wars or Clone Wars, whatever. And it'll be taken down. Well, it'll be muted because you're using copyrighted music. Because they do not like anyone using that.
That's insane.
I'm not doing it anymore because
copyright
podcast will get taken down.
That was subtle enough to not be specific, but enough for us to know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, as soon as those trumpets go, the Disney lawyers' ears perk up. Like meerkats out of their cubicles.
A lawyer sense is tingling.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get sued over that because that's a reference to a Disney property now as well, isn't it?
Oh my god, yeah, fuck. Oh. Well, I mean, isn't it like partially Sony's property also, or no?
Oh, okay, we're safe then. Yeah, Sony's.
No, actually, the Sony Spider-Man doesn't have...
He does have a hyphen.
The Marvel... The Marvel Cinematic Universe version doesn't have Spider Sense. The Sony versions do have Spider Sense. So
the Marvel version doesn't have Spider Sense?
He technically does.
He has a Peter Tingle.
I'm gonna fucking, oh my god, that's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh my god.
The hairs on his arm stick up and then like before something big happens.
Well yeah, it's Spider Sense.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but he calls it a tingle.
That's the worst thing I've heard in my life. Sorry.
You've not seen the movies, then, have you?
It's, that's like really weird, because I feel like I skipped the Andrew Garfield movies. I watched the Sony movies, and then I did watch the first, I think I watched the first Tom Holland movie. I'm not a big movie
person. Yeah, that's where he caught the term.
Really? I just missed that, probably. I'm not the biggest Spider-Man person, maybe, but it's weird. I saw that. I saw that actually 2 weeks early in theaters, because why the hell did I see that? I think it was part of like a seat filler movie premiere thing. I don't remember. But I saw it 2 weeks early, and I liked it, but apparently I remember nothing from it, because I don't remember it.
I told everybody
to watch it.
Peter Tingle sounds like an ITV newscaster, like at like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
News.
Yeah.
And Peter Tingle.
Oh my god, the news at 11 with Peter Tingle, yes.
In today's news, Boris Johnson. We're not going to get political. We're not going to get political. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Peter Tingle is going to be part of the new Activision Blizzard team under Microsoft's watchful eye, because apparently Microsoft's president Brad Smith said he wants to see the culture evolve. And well, basically, it boils down to someone said, "Are you going to have Activision Blizzard management under scrutiny?" And he says, "I think we should all live in a world where we're under scrutiny," which is a good thing because it means that Microsoft might be treating their employees well. Because you probably shouldn't say that if you know your employees are 5 seconds away from rising up against you.
It sounds kind of like vaguely ominous to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like some, like, anime villain shit right there. What the hell?
We should all live in a world where we're under scrutiny. That's like some 1984 level stuff.
Yeah. Well, our phones are already listening to us.
Oh, wasn't that something that Light Yagami said?
Our phones are already listening to us. Oh,
that we should be all under scrutiny.
You know, that sounds like something.
I've only seen the abridged version of Death Note, so I couldn't say for sure.
Oh my god, there's an abridged. Of course, there's an abridged.
There's like 40 because everyone's like, "Ooh, I'll abridge Death Note because that's never been done before." Just look at YouTube. You'll find it easily.
It's like, so if, like, I don't know how the sub is. No, I do know how the sub is. I watch the sub. Wait, I watched both. It's a ridiculous show. You can laugh your ass off at it. I laugh at, like, the whole time. Like, fucking when he's, like, in the, like, I love when he locks the damn, like, door to his room and everyone's like, "Why are you in a room?" And this fucker is like, "I have a porn magazine," and he's just sitting there reading it and he doesn't understand that he's supposed to be jerking off. He's so fucking stupid. Like, it's amazing that he doesn't get caught the whole time. It's in the manga too. He's fucking stupid. I love him for it. Like, I actually love Death Note. He's stupid as hell.
Have you never read the articles in a Playboy magazine? They have some really, really good writing in there, you know.
Oh?
There's writing in Playboy
magazine? Yeah, they have articles, but I've never picked up a Playboy, actually.
No, me neither. I was being sarcastic.
Well, I don't actually.
You know what a lot of people are picking up? Lost Ark. It's become the most played game on Steam with over 1 million concurrent players since it came to the West on, what was it, Friday?
Whoa!
And lots of people were reporting, "Oh, it's the second highest game," and literally a day later, it's the highest game, which means it's beating Dota 2 and Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which, like, no game has ever taken those two off. It's also got almost 700,000 viewers on Twitch, and they're having to add more servers to Europe so that people can actually log in, because there's been, you know, massive, massive queues to log in. I wonder if the million players have been playing it or just have it open waiting for the queue to elapse.
Oh my gosh.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, you know, just, yeah. I feel like they've had a lot of issues with their servers, haven't they?
I mean, if they have queues, then they are probably more successful than they anticipated. So that's good for them.
I mean, maybe? Yeah, this is their first, like, week, right? Like, so, well, in America, or in the West. So, that's crazy. They probably weren't ready for this, I imagine. I mean, who is?
I mean, New World had similar issues with servers for ages, and that player base dropped off pretty quickly afterwards, which is a shame. I mean, it's a shame for any game to come out and be a huge success and then to drop players that quickly.
Yeah.
So, maybe... I was gonna say, maybe once people have had like a more time with the game, we'll see then what the player base is like once the servers are actually, you know, fine.
Yeah,
that's true. Before it was released on the Thursday, the day before it was released at just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon GMT, I was sent a screenshot, queue number 13,998.
Oh my god.
This is before it released. People had paid to access the game early.
Oh my god.
Because it's a free-to-play game.
Yeah, I had a friend who dropped like £60 for the highest level founder edition. And I think he spent most of his 3 days before it came out just waiting in queues just to get in.
I'd want a refund, but I wouldn't get it because, well, probably redeemed the in-game items and probably been waiting in queues for more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
They're adding an additional 15 servers, 7 in North America, 6 in Europe, and 2 in South America. Oh, that's right. They've actually closed several servers so that people cannot make new characters on
them. Oh my gosh.
Get wrecked, MMO players.
You thought you could leave World of Warcraft? Well,
it must be so crazy to be like an MMO player. I never like. I'm afraid of people. Online, I'm afraid of people. I'm not in real life. It's very odd, but like, so it's terrifying to me. Like, you have to actually talk to people online and interact, and then do your like normal video game stuff. And I'd rather just play a single player mode.
I played it before. It's before the pre-release. I was given access to the to a press server, so there were not very many people running around, but I did see a few other people. I didn't team up with anyone. I just managed to solo everything that I came across. It's a pretty good game for what it is, if you're into isometric MMORPGs. If you want some tips on using the female gunner class, check out GameGrin.com, our YouTube channel, and I believe it's on the website as well. We have a video showing the prologue for that class as well, in case you want to get a feel for the game. Yeah, I can certainly see why there's so many people eager to get into it. 14,000 on a Thursday afternoon.
Wow.
It's because the apprentice isn't on tonight.
Stop! Oh my god.
Well, the next thing that people are going to be clamoring to queue for is whatever the hell Capcom's teasing. They've set up a new mysterious countdown page. The timer is going to end at 6 a.m. Monday the 21st for us, or 10 p.m. Pacific time on the 20th, and yeah, that's all it says. It's countdown and the timer. So at time of recording, there's what, 5 days and 9 hours.
Right.
It would coincide with the anniversary of Street Fighter, the 35th anniversary. So people are obviously theorizing. That's the word I'm trying to think of. That it's for Street Fighter 6.
They're going to announce the long-awaited Street Fighter Cross Beautiful Joe crossover.
That happened.
Did it?
I mean, in Street Fighter V, Rashid has a Beautiful Joe costume.
Oh,
he's Beautiful Joe.
Well, if he doesn't say Henshin Agogo, then it doesn't count.
I don't know what he says. I can't remember what Rashid says anymore.
There are, of course, other people who say that it's to do with Resident Evil Village's DLC, because there's something suspicious, apparently, according to the Resident Evil, or a Resident Evil Twitter. So, yeah, I thought we'd tie this into our main topic. Which Capcom franchise do you hope this is counting down to?
I'm pretty sure that after DMC, Devil May Cry 5, was released, Hideaki Itsuno went on to create another team and start another project, so it might be Dragon's Dogma too. And it's Dragon's Dogma was like his a project that he always wanted to make, and yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if it was that, if he was working on a sequel, trying to improve the original.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's going to be thought for, but man, I would really love a new Beautiful Joe game. I really love Beautiful Joe. I had it on the GameCube, and I got a chance to play a bit of number two, but I would love a new Beautiful Joe.
Beautiful Joe remaster?
Yeah, okay, a remaster followed by a sequel. That'd be cool.
Prince?
I'm not sure, because to be honest, this is a hard question. I actually like a lot of Capcom stuff. To be honest, I was laughing at this dumb article we were looking at. Not dumb, it's a good article, but the poll at the bottom. It's like, what Capcom franchise are you hoping this is for? And then it's like, other unrealistic options. And it says Dino Crisis, and that got me so bad. Like, I accidentally laughed on this, like, out loud, unwarranted. But God, I wouldn't mind a new Dino Crisis. I'm not gonna lie. That, like, is it unrealistic? Absolutely. Would I like a remake of Dino Crisis? Yes, absolutely. What else? I have a feeling, to be honest, that it is this. It does tie into Street Fighter, because why wouldn't it? But if it doesn't, I know. Like, we know that Capcom, I mean, it's not, I don't think it's ever got an official announcement, but there's a leak from, like, the voice actor and all these things going on. We know that Resident Evil 4 Remake is in the works. I hate it, to be honest. I love it. I mean, like, I don't know how to feel about it, because I don't want them to remake, like, one of my favorite games. But, you know, I'm weird on this one. I think it might be that if it's not Street Fighter related, just because we know it's actually in the works. Like, they got to announce it at some point.
It's funny you phrase it that way. We know it's in the works because the voice actor. No, I knew it was in the works because they remade Resident Evil 2 and then 3.
Oh, yeah,
it's like, they're going
to
do,
like,
the
official,
fourth,
like,
one. Definitely.
To me, it was like, oh, like, this is real, real. Like, everybody knew. Everybody knew. But, like, what made it, like, oh, this is actually going to come out, maybe soon even, though I think they'd kind of push it off until the, what fucking anniversary? It's almost the 20th. It's almost the 20th anniversary. Holy shit. I'd think they'd push it off for that, personally. But if they're not going to, they're going to announce it soon, because it already got, the voice actor for fucking Wesker, I hate that guy. He's a huge perv.
He's a creep, yeah.
But he broke NDA hard and released concept art and shit. Like, it was ridiculous.
Oh,
no,
shit.
Like, it's crazy. I was like, what the fuck? Like, he was trying to get into, like, some chick's pants by doing this. And of course she's like, this happened. And then it exposed all other sorts of shit about him. I didn't know, but I was, like, horrified, to be honest. But it also was what broke the news that, yeah, it's fucking legit. A horrible way. I bet Capcom was freaking the fuck out, to be honest.
Yeah, I can imagine. Personally, I hope it's they're going to remake the Mega Man Battle Network series. Because I love those games. I don't want a re-release of the Game Boy Advance games. I want them to remake them. I'd happily play through them again as a remake, just one-for-one remake with better graphics.
Yeah, I'd say that's... Sorry.
Oh, continue. No, go on.
I'd say that, yeah, Battle Network is something... is like, warrants a remake and not fucking Resident Evil 4. That,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's not... It's not, like, outdated or anything, and they released remasters. Like, it doesn't need to be remade. And, like, I'm also a bit scared that they will take more of a scary horror approach, like, more like Resident Evil 7, and the game won't be the same.
Because that's the thing. Everybody goes to Resident Evil 4 as like, they're like, this is the downfall of Resident Evil. Because it's like the start of the end, quote unquote, which is bullshit, by the way. You can't blame the best game in the series for being the downfall. Of course, everything goes downhill after that. Anyway, like, I have the worst, like, fear that they would try and make it like the, like, modern Resident Evil games. They're like, oh, we're going to make it spooky. When the whole point of it is, this is kind of Leon Kennedy's fucked up fun adventure.
From
what I heard about, there were some leaks on Reddit about how the Resi 4 remake is going to be drawing influences from the original Resi 4 demos, like the hook-handed one that became Devil May Cry and the other one that became Haunting Grounds.
Yeah. So
apparently that they're going to implement more of the original influences into Resi 4 into this remake if it's actually happening, which
I have such mixed feelings on that because I've always liked those concepts as their own standalone things. In fact, I really like quote unquote 3.5, which is one of the demos like they had for it that was like pretty decently well fleshed out. Like you could play it. There's a playable version. I like it. I like shit like that. I hate the idea of taking Resident Evil 4, which is like an almost flawless game in my opinion. And in making it into that, like, there's a reason they didn't go in that direction, and they made two killer fucking games out of those demos. We don't need to, like, turn that into another game. We need to just not remake Resident Evil 4 because it's the best one.
I'm fine with a Resi 4 remake as long as they don't add a bunch of extra horror shit. I hate horror games so much. And the only Resi game I played is Resi 4, which is probably sacrilege to a lot of people, but it's the only one I could stomach playing. Because it doesn't feel like a horror game. It feels like Leon Kennedy's Crazy Adventure, which it is, and it's got some creepy aspects to it, and it's got some spooky parts here or there, but all in all, it's just really fun and really cool. Yeah. I'll play a remake. Yeah, sorry.
Looking at posters and stuff they have for the stupid the stupid fucking Resident Evil 4 Oculus. You know, because they gave Leon and all these posters a slightly more modern look. I imagine it's because they are remaking the game. His eye color has been wrong in every single one of them. And I'm so scared they're going to get his eye color wrong in the remake. It's so stupid, but it bothers me. I notice it every fucking time I look. Like, I walk into GameStop, I see the stupid stand-up, the Leon stand-up, and I'm like, that's wrong. I told you it was stupid.
You know what this countdown actually is going to be for, you know? They're going to be releasing the Snyder Cut of Resident Evil Welcome to Raccoon City, which makes it into a good film.
Could you imagine? Oh, it's worse.
Did Snyder work on that?
No.
Yeah, no, he came in for some uncredited reshoots, yeah.
Secretly.
Oh, God.
Right, I think we reached the end of our podcast. Thanks for joining me, Goz, Payslips, and
Thank Prince. You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Greencast. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Pals Anime Lounge podcast. And until next time, game on.